听力课堂，听 class.com。
A museum at deep sea.
A thousand years ago, in the middle of the Java Sea, a ship was lost. Where was it heading to? Who were the men sailing it? What was the cargo? In our day and age, the answers to these questions have become a treasure to many. 200 kilometers from Jakarta, with nothing but sea on the horizon, the captain stops the engines and anchors the boat in a six-point star. In the dark silence of the sea floor, the divers marvel as a ghost from the past seems suddenly to appear before them. They are moved by this first encounter with the treasure and by the realization that no one before them has ever seen this important archaeological find. On the Siren's after deck, a work platform welcomes the first container. The wreck's riches are revealed. Most of the pieces are extraordinarily well preserved. Beneath the mud, the green glaze of the ceramic is still intact. Excavation takes time. Months go by with an average of 800 pieces being raised every day. Gradually, the objects reveal clues as to their origins and make it possible to date the wreck precisely. A mold with Arabic writing is the first evidence that the ship covered great distances.
The cargo is seen as a single entity. It is, of course, a time capsule. It sunk, we think, around 960 or soon after, in the middle to late 10th century. And by virtue of the range of objects we have shown together, we can learn many things about the social life and the economics of 10th century Southeast Asian society. Now we have a large body of archaeological evidence, which is gradually filling in much of the missing material from our knowledge and enabling us to understand what a great time it was at the end of the first millennium, a great economic boom that was taking place, in which Southeast Asia played a very key role in the history of world trade.
As a sailor, to see that hull lying there on the bottom, given the state of knowledge about the assembly of the pieces and so on, it's absolutely fantastic, because when you realize that wreck has been there for a thousand years, back then the Chinese already had hanging rudders, whereas we didn't get them until the 17th or 18th century. You realize that we haven't invented much, and that knowledge was already very advanced, particularly compared to Europe at that time.
The colored glass found in the middle of the cargo comes from the Fatimid dynasty that reigned in Egypt a thousand years ago. Further evidence of the early contact of Asian and Islamic civilizations in the Indonesian archipelago. Such a meeting would have been fostered by the maritime trade routes. The wreck has been entirely stripped of its cargo. A total of 500,000 pieces have been brought to the surface, one by one, over 18 months.
In total, we've brought up around 500,000 pieces. Of those 500,000, around 150,000 pieces are intact. Another 200,000 to 250,000 can be restored. That represents a really important database for the experts who are going to study this wreck in the future.
Meanwhile, far out at sea, the wreck is surrounded by silence once again.